Support for the WXXI Business Report comes from our members and from Tompkins Bank of Cast Isle, a local mobile community bank providing financial services to Western New York for 150 years. More online at bankofcastisle.com.
Time for the WXXI Business Report with Randy Gorman. Randy, good morning. I understand a new dairy operation may be coming to Genesee County.
Yes, Beth, this in fact was a name we talked about just last month when it was closing the former Alpina Foods plant in Batavia. Upstate Niagara Cooperative CEO Larry Webster confirming for us the organization has signed a purchase agreement to buy the plant, which closed in January due to the loss of a co-packaging contract. The Batavian newspaper says that Webster broke the news over the weekend at a Genesee County Chamber of Commerce event. Webster quoted as saying he expects the plant to employ 40 to 60 people more if they expand. It's located at the Genesee Valley Agribusiness Park. The president and CEO for Genesee County Economic Development, Steve Hyde, tells WXXI News that Upstate Niagara has anticipated looking for financial assistance from that agency. He says they're in early stage discussions right now. And Hyde says how much participation is involved there from the county, of course, will really depend on how much staffing that could potentially generate. Well-known winery owner here in the Finger Lakes being mourned today after he died in an accident suddenly over the weekend. Ontario County deputies say that 76-year-old John Bram died Saturday on Hawks Road in South Bristol when he became pinned between a minivan and a garage. Bram was the co-owner of Arborhill Grapery and Winery. That's located just north of Naples. He was a Cornell grad, had a long career before he started the winery with Widmer Wine Cellars, and then established the winery and a gourmet food operation. There really has been an outpouring of messages and remembrances on Arbor Hill's Facebook page, among them from Chris Clements. He writes about food and other aspects of this region in his website and blog called Exploring Upstate. He's among those remembering Bram's legacy.
I think the reason that people have been responding with such sadness and so much remembering is the type of guy he was. I mean, you could always find him at Arbor Hill hanging out. He was always having fun. He was always playing the host.
And any memorial arrangements still pending, some further information, of course, we'll pass that along at WXXINews.org when we get that. End of an era last week in the local farm stand retail business. Growmore Farms announcing they're wrapping up their retail operations soon. Jack Moore, the co-owner, says, well, he's 62, his brother's 59. He says they've worked a lot of hours for much of their lives, and now it's time to step back a bit.
I think it's a challenge for all agricultural people today is to have the next generation want to continue and work the kind of hours that you're committed to do. On most farms, there isn't any middle management. So the owners are the ones that are working on, you know, as many hours or more hours than any employees.
Moore says that Growmore will continue its pick-your-own operations, and he says they have a couple of interested buyers for the property that the retail operation sits on, including the current owners of the Dome Arena. Entrepreneur and Paychex founder Tom Golisano honored in Florida over the weekend. He got a new award, the St. Luke Award for Distinguished Philanthropy, presented by the Ave Maria School of Law. The event was held in Naples, Florida. Steve Forbes of Forbes Media was the keynote speaker there. And Doyle Security Systems, a local provider of residential and commercial security, fire, and medical monitoring systems, has bought the customer accounts of a downstate company called Commercial Instruments and Alarm Systems. Doyle says that will result in 7,500 new customers for their company, resulting in the largest acquisition in Doyle's century-old history and also expanding its geographic reach in New York State. And that's the WXXI Business Report. I'm Randy Gorman.